Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can at 413-728-9380 or leave us a voice message here. We'll be discussing a wide variety of topics, including history, current events, State of the Union. And I'd like to start out by talking about the State of the Union. Now, many may think that the State of the Union is in really bad conditions and you only have one place to turn or one place to blame for that, and that's the mainstream media. Now, don't turn your head and say, oh, here goes another conspiracy theorist. That I'm not. I am very open-minded to all thoughts, not silencing anyone. And that is the issue today. Trying to silence the opposition. And not trying to silence the opposition peacefully, but trying to silence the opposition in a violent manner. Are you telling me that you want to live in a society where there's only one point of view, where everyone thinks alike, and everyone dresses alike, everyone makes the same amount of money? Is that the type of place you want to live? Where if someone challenges your point of view, you want to beat them up or imprison them? That, my friend, is not America. That's socialism. If you want that type of society, I suggest you go and pack your bags and live in a place like China, because this is what they do there. They silence the opposition in that way. We have a thing called the First Amendment. And I know many of you think that the First Amendment is to silence speech that's offensive. It's quite the opposite. Look it up. It was actually made to protect offensive speech. So, you need to stop listening to your commie professors, and you need to really think about the things that you are just blindly following. You know, they like to call conservative sheeples, and they just follow whatever the news is, the talk of the day is, but that's quite the opposite. For instance, you'll hear on CNN, oh, Stormy Daniels this and Stormy Daniels that. Well, the fact of the matter is, it used to work in the past, but we can see it's not that effective anymore. They've cried wolf too many times, once too many times. And people do not care about Stormy Daniels. They really don't. All people care about is the pebble in the shoe. Basically, what's going on with their life. Are they making enough money to support their family or themselves? Are they better off today than they were 2 or 3 years ago? And I think emphatically you're going to say that the answer is yes. I am indeed much better off than I was 2 or 3 years ago. Now, stats don't lie. So, if you're a black person and you're on the fence, or you just feel like you have to hate Trump because of what you've heard him being racist and all, you really should look up the stats for yourself and see the historical content of the news of African American women and Hispanics being at an all-time low as far as unemployment. They're at an all-time low. So, I don't need to tell you that. You've also heard people like Nancy Pelosi, who will say that the tax cuts are just peanuts. Well, to me, it's not peanuts. It's actually putting more money in my pocket, which really makes me very happy and less stressful. And I just want you to know, if you vote for the Democrats, they want to get rid of the tax cut. So just keep that in the back of your mind when you say, oh, I'm supposed to vote Democrat, that they will get rid of all the tax cuts, and your basically the extra money that you have in your pocket now will vanish like the wind. It will be gone. Poof. So I want you to understand that. Don't vote Democrat because you think you're supposed to. Vote for what's going to make your life better off than it is 3 or 4 years ago. We're moving in a great direction. We don't need to go backwards. We are getting better and better, and I feel safer. And despite the media trying to say that the women don't really support this president, women want to feel safe. And fact of the matter is, they want someone that's going to keep them safe. They talk about Russian collusion this and Russian collusion that. How much longer are we supposed to have them take the American taxpayers' dollars searching for something that doesn't exist? Come on. It's been 2 years now, and you mean to tell me you haven't found one shred of evidence, yet you just keep going and going? My friends, this is a witch hunt indeed. It's actually a fact that they don't have anything. It's total BS. Why are they going still? Well, it's quite simple. They're still in shell shock. They can't believe that the underdog actually beat the great Hillary Clinton. And I'm saying that facetiously. She's not great. You mean to tell me this woman took private emails on a private server? Took confidential email and put it on a private server and nothing happens to her? She was the one that actually colluded with Russia as far as doing things that was unethical. We know that. Yet we still have this Robert Mueller on his witch hunt. And you say, oh, he's a great, outstanding prosecutor. Well, look at the record, my friend. He's not that great. He's dirty and filthy. So there's nothing that you can say to me that will convince me of otherwise. It's just not right. You can't silence the opposition by trying to beat them down. We are not a communist society. Whether you like what I say or you hate what I say, it's my right to say it. And you can't try to silence me by beating me down. You can't try to silence me by blocking me like Facebook. I made a conscious effort to stop using Facebook because they were silencing my opposition. They do not like conservatives. It's a fact. They don't. I did a test study where I would post liberal content and conservative content. And 9 out of 10 times, they always blocked my conservative content. All the time. Take Diamond and Silk. They did nothing wrong other than post conservative content, and they had a lot of followers and listeners, and Facebook did not like that. They became a threat. So until that issue is taken care of, I mean, it is their right, it's their company, but be transparent is what I'm saying. Don't say that you support the right for free speech, yet you silence one side and you do nothing to the other side. It's not right. And so I made a conscious effort not to use Facebook ever again. Now Google, they're not that far off, and Twitter, they also have their issues, but they're not blocking my content. But when they start blocking my content, I have to find other means and other social media and websites to use. Like I said, this is just an introductory show. People who followed me in the past know of this show. So this is basically a reboot of Political Bomb Show. I am working on getting the website up and running again, so I won't give a website address at the moment because we don't have one yet. But I do invite you to leave a voice message and your thoughts and concerns of anything that I've spoken about. Until next time, I'm your host, Ray John Blyden, for Political Bomb Show. And I invite you to also call 413-728-9380. Thank you.
Hi, I would like to tell you about an autobiography called The Real R-E-H-D-O-G-G. The story of a boy who grew up in a place filled with dysfunctional problems. He suffered with rage due to the circumstances of violence and physical and psychotic things that were going on to him. He eventually got out of this situation of poverty and worked his way to being middle class, positive role model. And I invite you to read this autobiography for only $7.50 on Amazon.com, Kindle, called The Real R-E-H-D-O-G-G.
That was a great call from Savan Miller. He's definitely an inspiration. I invite you to definitely check him out, because he's going to go far. He had a dream as a child and he pursued his dreams. And now look at him in New York City. Big time photographer. That was a great call. Very inspirational. So I just want to just say that you don't have to take a cyberbully's nonsense. Like Savan, he agrees with me on this. The block button is the quickest way to, the best defense to it. You block them. When you block them, you cut the, it's like you choke the air off of them. They don't have a platform to bully you. You get rid of them. And or I'll take it a step further. You can also report them to the platform that you're on and saying that they're cyberbullying me, and the platform will probably shut their account down. I think that's also a great thing to do to them, so they can't go and cyberbully anyone else. You report them to the Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, and you let them know that they're cyberbullying, and hopefully they'll take the necessary steps of getting rid of that account. So, great call. I'd like to hear your thoughts on cyberbullying and social media. What do you think of what we said there? Leave a message here and let me know. And I will discuss about what we had to say is definitely insightful and honest, because while social media is a good tool, it shouldn't be the only tool and take you out of reality, for lack of a better word. You shouldn't be taken out of reality. So many times I'll go out with friends and we're sitting down having dinner, and instead of interacting with each other, all of us we have our head buried in the phone. I even get a little guilty of this, even though I didn't grow up in the era. It's like a habit. I'm just so used to having the phone and doing so much work, because the phone essentially is like my workstation, where I interact with everyone because being an artist or being famous, you have to interact with your fans. If you don't interact with them, you're gonna lose them. And sometimes, the fans, they just don't realize that we too have a personal life, and they just want access to us 24 hours a day, and that's not possible. And so it's definitely not something that's healthy anyway. You can't just be 24 hours talking to fans and ignore your friends and family and loved ones is not healthy for that relationship. But that's just my take on it. I'd like to hear your take on this, and we'll probably play it in a future show. So thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I invite you to check out our website at politicalbombshow.cf, politicalbombshow.cf. Thank you.
You titled the segment Calling the Kettle Black. First of all, I'm not calling you black. You're unbelievable. What I'm trying to do is get a clarification on your stance on the things that you have made known. And that is not calling the kettle black.
All right, so I'm going to give Rayshawn 1 minute to respond to that.
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than pet. It's hard for me to even compose myself in a civilized manner by what he just said there. A fetus is more insignificant than a pet? Are you kidding me?
Exciting talk show that educates listeners while giving common sense opinion on politics, news, and a variety of topics. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf.
Political Bombshow.
Honey?
Yes, dear?
Have you heard about this new podcast?
Yes, dear.
Okay, first off, it's all about Lost Soul. I do not know that maybe you know about Lost Souls or not, but I'm a pretty good expert at Lost Souls.
Well, I think that you should advertise your business on there.
Honey, I'm already there. I'm at advertisecast.com/3318. advertisecast.com/3318.
Grow your business today. Advertise on America's exciting radio podcast. advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318.
Come on, people, let's go.